Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, so if you follow politics at all, you are well aware of this book, Peril. It's written by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. Robert Costa joins us now. Robert, welcome.
Great to be with you.
Hey, listen, I want to, you know, a lot of the Trump stuff has been played out here. I want to start with Biden, given the fact that we're in these negotiations now for the reconciliation bill and all of that. And we learned a lot about it when he was negotiating his first stimulus bill early on. So tell me what we learned about Biden then that will help inform us watching him now.
Well, you see him not getting rattled by all the brinkmanship on the debt ceiling. And that's such a testament to who Biden is. And he comes through in our book as someone who's been through the battles, going back to the 1970s when he's elected to the Senate. He's been through it all. So he's not coming to Washington as an outsider like Trump and President Obama. He's coming as an insider. And he knows McConnell. And Biden knew that these situations often work themselves out because on a transactional level, both sides don't want to rupture the market with a debt ceiling drama. It's just all about getting there and trusting the process will play out. And Biden was always confident his rescue plan would pass earlier this year, and he's still pushing. And the big thing that comes through is he wants to be a transformational progressive president. Maybe not the Joe Biden we saw years ago. He's made a decision to be more of a leftward-leaning president.
But when he's in meetings, he's not always the affable guy we see when he's behind a microphone. Or I guess sometimes there have been a few instances where we've seen him behind a microphone where he's not been as affable as his character might lead us to believe.
Well, that's a great point, because what comes through in our reporting is that he has a lot of empathy. He's gone through tragedy in his life, his first wife and daughter killed in a car accident. His other son, Bo, died from cancer. His son, Hunter, has dealt with drug addiction. A lot of empathy for people who have also struggled. But when it comes to politics, kind of an LBJ-type approach, hardball, a lot of F-words thrown around with Joe Manchin in our book as he tries to get things passed. I won't repeat them on your venerable radio program.
Thank you for that, Robert. Talking to Robert Costa, one of the co-authors of Peril. Tell me the story of when he's taking a phone call in the White House with Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins. This is back early in the administration. She thought she was having a private conversation. All of a sudden, he's the president, and those private conversations aren't as possible.
No, in fact, one of Biden's economic advisors, Brian Deese, is on the phone call, and he pipes up and says, "Mr. President, I'm on the call." And based on our reporting, this appalls Senator Collins. She thinks it's a private call, one-on-one, Joe and Susan. But it shows you that Biden's advisors have a pretty tight circle around him, whether it comes to phone calls or interviews with the press. They really want to avoid him wandering off and maybe cutting a deal with Republicans if he's tempted to, or having some kind of gaffe moment with reporters. That they know that his career has sometimes been spotted with gaffes, and he's become a more careful president, both politically and in terms of interactions with the media.
Robert Costa is joining us here. He's co-author with Bob Woodward of this book, Peril. Okay, so then to the president who preceded him. My question always with Donald Trump after the election was, you know, he was talking about being cheated and the votes not being counted correctly. And I always wondered if he was really believed that, or if he was playing to his audience. Reading your book, he really believes it.
And it's complicated, though. A few days after the election, he tells Kellyanne Conway in one scene, "How did we lose to Joe Biden? How did we lose to him?" So he's kind of acknowledging that he lost privately, but then he quickly changes his tune around November 6th and 7th and endorses Giuliani's perspective that the election was stolen. And when Hope Hicks approaches him a few days later and says, "Sir, why don't you just quit, concede, go back to Florida, have a great life," he says, "Hope, I can't quit. My people want me to fight. This is who I am. This is my legacy."
We're talking to Robert Costa, co-author of the book Peril. Okay, take all the time you need. What in the world is Lindsey Graham up to?
What a character. What a prism for the Republican Party. On one level, furious with President Trump for his conspiracy theories about the election, but just months later is still the golf buddy for President Trump, going down to Florida, trying to rehabilitate President Trump politically, sees Trump as the source of power for any kind of Republican comeback in 2022 or 2024, And he's such a way of understanding the GOP now. They may not love President Trump, but it's a love-hate relationship, a transactional relationship. And they don't know how to quit him. They don't know how to get away from this person who, despite two impeachments and an insurrection, they still feel like he's the key to win power back because he has such an appeal to working-class voters in places like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Ohio.
We're talking to Robert Costa about the book Peril, the book he co-wrote with Bob Woodward. There's a lot been said already about the insurrection, but the story that jumped out of me was Paul Ryan's, that he was watching from his office and just began to bawl.
What a scene. The speaker who leaves the speakership because he can't connect with President Trump in any way, believes President Trump likely has narcissistic personality disorder. He's watching that now in retirement, January 6th, a riot, an insurrection at the Capitol, violence, at the place he used to effectively run as Speaker of the House. And he starts to have an emotional reaction based on our reporting, starts to weep and bawl, and he cancels his events for the rest of the day. And it's just an emotional, visceral reaction, like so many people had on January 6th. But for Ryan in particular, I can't read his mind, and no one can, but our reporting shows that this is someone who's emotionally responding. What does that tell us? It just tells us that a lot of people like Ryan bought in with Trump, even if they didn't like him, and they're a part of the Trump story. And where responsibility falls for how this all played out, it's for others to decide, but it's a complicated question and a complicated answer.
Hey, Robert, when you write a book like this, and I read it with the idea of trying to figure out who's telling you what, you clearly have to rely on people, right? And I'm assuming Lindsey Graham talked to you a lot, but you have to rely on people to tell you the story. They naturally are going to tell the story to make themselves look better. So how do you arrive at what you believe is the truth when listening and putting together those stories?
It's a great question, and we had the luxury of time to spend 9 or 10 months on this project and just to keep asking more questions to more people. And sometimes the best way to get to the truth is not just talking to people, it's to ask them to show you emails, show me your diary, your journal, transcripts of calls you may have in your files. Show us documents that back up what you're saying, and that's a way to really get closer to the truth. It's always imperfect, but we're doing our best to use all possible avenues as a way of getting there.
Well, it's a great read. It reads like a thriller, in fact, and it reads like a TikTok from early in the campaign through the early Biden days. But then it ends with two words, and I want to ask you about that. I don't think it gives away much, but the last two words are peril remains. And from there, it moves to a TikTok to a warning, maybe. Is this book supposed to be a warning?
It is a warning in the sense that American democracy is fragile and that there was a near coup in January of 2021 in the sense that the presidency could have been pushed to the House for reasons that don't make any real sense based on the facts. And a lot of things came close to being a constitutional crisis and a national security crisis. And just because Biden's president doesn't mean any of these issues go away. A deeply divided nation, a fractured Congress, a world on edge from Afghanistan to China to elsewhere. All these issues remain. Peril remains.
It's a great story. The name of the book is Peril. Robert Costa, Bob Woodward. I appreciate your time today. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.